G'day, punters. Welcome to The Money Men this week. My name's Julian Valance, joined as always by Benny Clifton from the Sportsbet Trading Floor. How was the week, Benny?
Yeah, good week. It was a tough day for punters. Some punters on Saturday at Flemington, but the track raced really well, which was important. And I think it builds a good platform for the autumn because it was a great day of racing.
Yeah, it was. Let's talk about the track. Vince Arcardi, thanks very much for sending through the times from Flemington. We put them into our database. Worth noting as we get the track information up, they were on a good four to begin with, then they get the upgrade after race five, the Vanity, to a good three. True position in the entire circuit, little bit of wind that was a bit of a headwind in the straight. Just on off our database, Benny, and through the times, it seems like the straight was probably one rating slower than the circle races. So they ran some really quick times in the circle races, which we'll get to. But yeah, probably just one rating slower and probably a good four, I reckon, up the straight, and then probably that good three around the circle. That's how I think it played on Saturday.
Yeah, it was a pretty traditional Flemington track. It was quite hard to lead. A couple of horses sat outside the leader and won, but you really did want to be in that three-wide running line, blending into the race at the 400 metres, and you need to be strong through the line at Flemington. There's no place to be weak at the finish, and I think, the class came to the fore in these races on Saturday.
Talk about class, perfect segue to get to a person called Jamie Carr. Now, we usually have her in the treasure, but we're going to start with her off the top, because I think after she rode Nature Strip, you might have just sent out a little bit of thing social media and it got some traction. But you're bang on right. Jamie Carr, first time, should be listed as a gear change, mate.
Well, she just improved horses to levels they haven't been before. Maybe Nature Strip has performed to that level before, but other horses, when we look at our ratings, she just takes them to a level that no other jockey can. And she has a gift that isn't teachable. She is so balanced in the saddle that she makes them just perform to levels that they haven't previously. And I know you've got a bit to say about her.
Yeah, so we did some stats. We do some stats with her most weeks on three wide, no cover to get the punters to understand this. So in the metro area, 21 from her last 84 at 25% versus the market expectation of 22%, which we say, look, you're not getting much of a spoil about Jamie Carr at the death. The market does find her, but she's still exceeding the expectations. We drill down further, 11 from 38, 29% versus 20%. And then in her last 18 rides, seven of them have been winners at 39% versus the market expectation of 21%, which is still extremely high. She's smashing that. She's smashing the glass ceiling. She's 21, I think, winners in front in the Metro Jockey Premiership. She stays healthy. She wins this. Here's one for you. Since 1960, 14 sports people have won the Australian of the Year. Jamie Carr, next year in January 26, should be named the Australian of the Year. She is brilliant.
Is there a market for the Australian?
There needs to be a market. I know Sportsbet do end up getting a market. We need a market for the Australian of the Year because she should be winning it. People like Kay Cottee, I think, in 1988, who comes out, circumnavigates the globe, sailing by herself. She's better. Jamie Carr, get involved.
She's the story. Racing needs to sell at the moment.
Yep, totally agree. Let's get to race one here. Slowly run race, 3/4 of a second outside standard time, Benny. So in terms of comparison, the first 800 metres was 2 seconds slower than the Skyman race in race six. 23.56 the last 400, 12.28 last 200. There's nothing on the clock here, but Quantum Mechanic just does its thing. Guess who was in the saddle? Jay Carr. I don't know if I want to take anything out of the race. I know Silent Sovereign maybe getting further, but it's a race I don't want to be with.
Well, you mentioned how slow they went out. When they go out slow, you want them to come home in a quick last section. They came home in 12.28, which isn't much chop. As you said, Silent Sovereign, I think, is the only possible horse you could take out of this race. I think it's probably looking for further. I thought Will Price got handled by Jamie Carr early in the straight, had to go around Quantum Mechanic and finished off all right, 2,000 metres in a similar grade. Or if they go up to a benchmark 84, drop in a little bit in weight, she can be competitive. But it's a pretty forgettable race for mine.
Yeah, Quantum Mechanic, $2.16 to $2.40 with that scratching of White Hibiscus on the Friday. So it became a very sort of low rating race. Realm of Flowers, 21 into 16 into 14 first up, was okay through the line, but deserved to be because the race went so poorly. So just be careful, Realm of Flowers, going forward. Don't be jumping out of trees to be backing it, I don't think. Race two was for the two-year-olds. It was the Talon Dirt. Ole Kirk won this race last year. We know what he has turned into be. 1/3 of a second inside standard time, just moderate tempo to begin with, but 23.06, 11.82, which was not too bad compared to the rest of the day, as we spoke about up the straight. Probably slightly inferior ground compared to the circle just with that headwind, but ingratiating, probably going to back up into the Blue Diamond, Benny. Can he win it?
He almost can.
He almost can.
Well, I thought he went really well on Saturday. I thought the blinkers sharpened him up a little bit more. I thought that he was left in front too early. So I thought there was plenty of merit in this run and backing up into a Blue Diamond. There's a lot going for this horse, but Enthar's the sticking point with it. I don't know whether it can beat Enthar, but this forms a good base to run really well next week.
$3.80 into $2.90. $2.90 in that last 2 minutes, just got a little bit softer after $3.10. There's a black booker here. It was a first starter. You don't see black bookers too often run huge first up in town, called Gimme Par for Peter Moody. $31 into $15 into $11. It was an outstanding performance for Gimme Par. Back it wherever it goes. It might go to the paddock now. We don't know what we'll do, but Mood to look after it.
It looked like a size produce horse to me.
Yep. Yeah, perfect. Absolutely. Race three, equal to standard time here. So, look, fairly slowly out. Nothing really busting the clock, but 23.06, 11.92, last 400, last 200, very good. Buffalo River leads. It was first up, had Jamie Carr in the saddle, and then it took all of the straight for Regards Marie and Luke Curry to overrun it. It's just in rare air, this horse. Probably hasn't lifted its rating up from the week prior when it was on the quick 7 day backup, but it's still got the job done, just.
And we talked about in the first race how they went slow and didn't come home any good. In this race, they went slow but came home really well. I think that adds to the effort of Regards Marie. It was a good training effort by Nick Ryan backing it up. I thought they might have waited, take it up in class a bit further, but this run, get that win on the board, and he even said after the race, put it out for a spell. I reckon that's great training. Come back for the Rupert Clark, because it has done enough this campaign. If they continued through any longer, it might break the horse, but they've still got a lot of horse left, and I thought Buffalo River as well was a decent enough effort, first up, and generally does improve into its campaign.
Buffalo River, $3.60 out to $4.80 out to $5. Market didn't want to be with it. Huge performance first up, so you'd want to be with it wherever it goes second up. Regards Marie held its price around that $2.10 even money. You spoke about Nick Ryan, trainer. 6 from his last 15, going at 40%. The market expectation has him at 31%. So he's getting him at the real pointy end of the market, but they're delivering. He's placing his horses really well. And Luke Curry in the saddle, he is airborne. 6 from his last 15 at 40%. Smashing market expectations of 13%. So Luke Curry, he's in good form.
I've got a question for you. Regards Marie, what level can this get to next campaign?
I think he can get to Group 2, Group 3. I don't know about Group 1. I know Nick said maybe you have a crack at that 1,400 metres. Used to be the Vic Health Cup. What's another name for it? Rupert Clark. I don't know if he's there yet. I don't know.
He's the right profile of horse, though, for it. And yeah. Caulfield, 1,400 metres, he's put up some decent
figures. And he'll be on the min, and as you've spoken about it a lot, he's probably a horse that's going to be really appreciating continually staying down on the minimum weight, because he's that acceleration horse, which you speak of a lot. Race 4. Look, moderate tempo here, Benny, and they've come home 24.22 last 400, 12.54 last 200, which is the worst of the day. Runaway wins, 26 out to $41. Had the blinkers back on. Now, I went back through. I think the last time the blinkers went back on this horse was September 2018 in an 1,800-metre race at Caulfield. He ran third to Furion, who was a serious horse at the time, at 100-1. They put him back on. Market couldn't find it, and it got back to probably that figure.
Well, sometimes trainers use blinkers as a calculated gamble in the race that they're going to peak on that day, but I think this was just clutching at straws, last gasp, because this horse hasn't won a race on the flat for 3 years, so it's more of a jumper these days. But it did show a little bit of intent. They gave it a really sharp trial, put the blinkers on. There was a little bit there, but the market didn't want it, so I can't view that as a missed opportunity as a punter.
What do you make of the race? Cool. $2.70 into $2.50 into $2.15. Yes, there was a late scratching of Caffrey, but only about 6 cent deduction. Market wanted Cool. Was off 28 days. Was plain disappointing to my eye.
Yeah, he races like a horse who's looking for further. He was flat-footed. I'd love to see him not off a month break.
The counter-argument to that is when he did win at Flemington the week before, at the start before, he was off 35 days. So maybe he does need his runs spaced, unsure. But his only hope is that he needs further, because other than that, he might just be
no
ordinary.
Good. Yeah. But, the market was there to suggest it was
absolutely
a horse to beat. And it was a little bit disappointing, but maybe worth one more shot.
Okay, race 5, Vanity for the fillies. 1.25 seconds inside standard time. They have absolutely lit up the track here. 23.42 last 400, 12.02 last 200. Jamie Carr, Zoo Dancer. on speed, absolutely massacres them. It was off 56 days here, but it had a trial in between. A lot of these horses, you got Personal running second. A few other of these horses, like Star Owl, were first up. They might have needed the run. Well, they might have needed the run. They also might have needed to start Friday to beat Zoo Dancer, because she has caned them.
I want to hear your opinion on this Zoo Dancer, because the database that we work off, there's nothing in its figures to suggest he could have come out and done that, but it has. So what do you take from that?
I take that it's a serious racehorse that I've missed, and now I'm full chips in with it. It can win an Australian Guineas off that performance. We'll get to the boys soon, who have absolutely gone enormous as well. But Zoo Dancer, can't take anything away from it, and I don't know what to make of the rest, to be honest.
Yeah, Personal had a beautiful run. You'd just love to see it attack the line a little bit more. I mean, obviously, a quick tempo first up, looking for further. It probably got a little bit tired late, but you just love to see it attacking the line a little bit more. But it was probably a pass mark for mine, Personal.
The other fit horse, Island Joy, $3.90 out to $5.50. Market didn't want it. We all marked it bigger than that, so I don't know where it fits, because it sort of blew the roof off two starts ago, but I don't know about it.
With Zoo Dancer, this Australian Guineas is very winnable, and whether they choose to go that way, you'd suggest it'd be a winning chance.
I hope they do. We'll be back after the break, because we'll dissect also the CS Hayes race with Tagaloa and the Newmarket Handicap, won by the great, it wasn't the Newmarket, it was the Lightning Stakes, Benny, won by Nature Strip. Welcome back to The Money Men. We are dissecting Lightning Stakes Day at Flemington on a good four track. Okay, let's get into race six here. Now, 3/4 of a second inside standard time, Benny. So they've gone out relatively pretty good for this kind of class. 23.54 last 400, 12.10 last 200. Haven't come home that good, but I think it creates a pretty good platform for the winner, Skyman, who was only second up and hasn't had a lot of starts in Australia. His two wins, I think, were on slowly run races. He's now done it in a pretty good, relatively fast run race. He's got some improvement to go. The rest, I'm not so sure about. What do you make of the race?
Yeah, I tend to agree with the horse to take out of the race. I don't think you can take it much other than the winner. The market found this winner, though. It was completely smashed, and it was off that decent first up run, obviously extra distance suited, and it does seem like a horse who will get 2,000 metres. It does seem to need a dry track as well, and this track by this stage, I don't know if it was a good three by this stage, but it was really drying out, and it had a nice run in transit. Everything aligned for it, but I think there's room for improvement, and you know Waller horses improved through their campaign as well.
Absolutely. The market identified this race and got it bang on. So Independent Road, $9.50 into $7.50, $7.50 into $4.80, run second, has every possible chance. And Skyman, $5 into $3.60. And then that $3.60 hovered around $3.10, $3.20, probably until the last 2 or 3 minutes. Absolutely snap, wallop, cadoodle, whatever you want to say, into $2.80. We know what that means. It means those big guys, the Jelcos, all those kinds of guys, that was their go for the day, they collected.
I will say about this horse, I don't think it can get to a Group 2 level sort of horse, which is what they'll probably end up aiming towards, but it might get to a listed sort of grade horse, but I can't see it going anywhere beyond that.
Yep, very good. Race 7. Now, this is the CS Hayes. Now, this has lit up the turf. 1 3/4 second inside standard time. 23.24 last 400. 11.84 last 200. The first 600 metres was over half a second quicker than the Vanity, which obviously went out quick as well. And the last 400 was a fifth of a second quicker than the Vanity, which was still pretty good. You got Tagaloa and Asar running 1-2. They ran second and third behind Portland Sky a fortnight earlier. And then you had a few of these other horses that were all first up and probably didn't appreciate this fast run race. Tagaloa gets back to his best.
Yeah,
and some. He has gone through the roof here. This is scary, this number.
I had completely wrote him off during the week.
We'll get to that.
We will get to it, but I said he'd never win another race, and he comes out and does that, sits on a hot tempo, and then, more importantly, ran a really good last section as well, sixth quickest of the day. So he's an impossible horse to follow. I don't know what sort of horse. Is he an on-pace 1,400-metre horse? Is he a miler? Is he? There's no natural progression through his campaigns that I've seen a pattern to know when this horse is going to peak. And what I will say about the camp as well, trying to get this horse to produce another peak performance like that in 2 weeks' time is going to be a real challenge for them. And I find the Busted and Young camp very hard to follow in regards to consistency.
Market was interesting here. Asar, $5.50 into $4.80. Brando, the New Zealand horse, who'd had some really good form, second in a Group 1 prior, $7.50 into $4.60, a really late push press for that horse, fails terribly, absolutely horribly, worried about it. Camborne, $10 into $6, first up, really well backed. And Tagaloa, $7.50 out to $11. So the market just did not know what to do with Tagaloa, though a little bit like you, just dropped off heavily there. And he wins the race. Now, here's the Australian Guineas market, because I think this is really interesting going forward. For the punters out there, there you can see your prices. Tagaloa favourite, $6. This race, what they've done time-wise, the big guys we talk about that move these markets are going to absolutely froth this race. This is the race they're going to come for. So your Tagaloas, your ASARs. Cherry Tortoni was a really good run first up. Dom to Shoot, I thought, was an outstanding run as well. Moonga was there as well. They're the horses that the market's going to trend towards, because this race is just outstanding. Now, you've got Ole Kirk and Crosshaven, who will run in the Futurity and may back up. They're going to have to go through the roof to get anywhere near the number that Tagaloa did on Saturday.
Can we talk about Acer before we move on?
We can.
Was he entitled to win that race with the run?
Probably, but is it just Acer?
I don't know if it is the horse or the trainers. I know I'm very critical of Hayes Day. I mean, they've won 3 from their last 43. I find that their horses aren't running through the line whatsoever. It was entitled to get past Tagaloa. They've got the blinkers up their sleeve for the Australian Guineas, but I don't know if it's enough. I think their camp is going really poorly, not maximising the potential of some of these horses, and I think Acer is one of them.
Well, you've heard it now. Acer is an absolute living bird for the Australian Guineas. You've put Tagaloa back into form, and now you're going to put Hayes and Dabernig back into form. We'll do some stats on Hayes and Dabernig at the end here.
Brando, $11 in the Australian Guineas as well, off that run.
The market's not going to find him for sure, punters, so I wouldn't be jumping in about that. Even if he improves, you're going to get a much better price come race day about Brando. Let's get to the Lightning Stakes. It was race 8, half a second inside standard time. Again, just these races up the straight, just flattened a little bit just because they were probably into a little bit more of a headwind compared to those circle races, which not so much. And Nature Strip, Jay Carr first time, doesn't get back to his brilliant best. He's still got a bigger number that he did in a VRC Classic, I think 2 years ago, when he beat Santa Ana Lane by an absolute furlong. But he was still very good.
That was his best first up performance probably ever. Obviously, Jamie Carr first time. She just gets the best out of horses. It is a hard going horse, so her soft hands allow them to relax more during the race, so they've got more at the finish. I thought it was a fantastic effort. But the betting with Bivouac, it was huge. Completely off the map. And what did you make of that run?
Yeah, disappointing. He was chasing from a long way out, really, wasn't he? Just wasn't in the zone that you wanted to be. Now, just for some clarity for the punters out there to understand, well, why was Bivouac so hard off the map compared to, say, a Nature Strip, and there's not much between them? Clearly, they were just going off the last performance of Bivouac up the straight, when he absolutely annihilated them last year in the VRC Classic. 1,000 metres, 1,100 metres, 1,200 metres. These big guys don't care. It's up the straight. It's pretty well horses for courses. That's why Bivouac was off the map. Nature Strip was $4.20 out to $4.60. Held its price, really, when you've got a horse that's moved in the market so much at the pointy end, for it to hold its price like that. September Run was the one where it's the big hole in the market. $5.50 out to $10. We're going to get to her in a minute. Fabergino was soft. Pippi held its price at $10 and swats that around that $16, $17 mark. September Run, what a performance for the three-year-old filly if you're looking purely just to the new market.
I don't even think if you're looking at the new market. In any case, that is a huge performance. Unwanted in betting because 1,000 metres probably on face value didn't look like it was going to suit her. But $2.50 when you think Nature Strip probably won't go there. Swats, that isn't going there, they have said. And Bivouac probably isn't going there. I think Bivouac should go there. I think they should try and carry that weight because his big performances down the straight would be good enough to challenge September Run, but she's clearly the one.
Yeah, we'll keep that market up there for a little bit just because we'll go through them. Bivouac, as you mentioned, he'll get 58 kilos in the new market, and with that number he did in the VRC Classic, he can win the new market handicap. So I'm a bit with you. I'd love to see him in the race. What's that? I think they're indicating they'd go to the William Reid. From a punting perspective, I want to see her in the new market. She can win it because she'll be on the minimum of 50 kilos. She'll be getting probably a kilo, kilo and a half off September Run. He'll get 51, 51 and a half max. And you've got Nature Strip probably doesn't go there with 58. But these other horses, Written Beauty, Wild Ruler, Serious Suspect, Mask Crusader and Zootories, their minimum weight's going to be 52 and above. So they're going to be giving weight to September Run, and the number that September Run has done there, she's going to be hard to beat. But I'd love to see Swats That go there. I'd love to see Bivouac go there because I agree. even with 58 kilos, he can win from what he did in the VRC Classic. Let's get to the last race. This is half a second outside standard time because, in essence, it was a pretty slowly run race to begin with, to be honest, Benny. They've come home pretty good, 23.04, 11.80, as they should do, though, when they've gone pretty moderately the first 500, 600. And I'm telling you, look, he's probably just a Flemington straight horse, and if it all aligns, he can win a race for you. He's now 5 from 50, though, so he can be quite hard to catch. But once he puts it all together, the Yagi camp's going pretty good too, going at around 25-26% at the moment. They get the win.
I've put low percentage play on my notes for this horse. He's one of those horses that he's either yours or he isn't. You know, you have to back him every start because he's going to be double figure odds, but he's going to win every now and then. He's just a hard horse to label that he's going to win this particular race because he does need so many things to align. I thought Zacat, obviously the market was with it, looked the winner at the 200, did enough. I thought Laverod was pretty decent, got a little bit of a scrimmage early on and probably in the wrong part of the track by that stage, though. I think a few horses further out was probably the place to be, and it did enough. I'd like to see it over 1,400 metres around Caulfield, you know, leading that. It would be hard to run down, I think.
You've nailed it. That's the black booker, I think, for me, for Laverod. It's not a horse that's finishing off. It's a horse that was on speed, and you can see it here. Look, I think this is a horse. Its best form in Perth are in rolling tempos at 1,400 metres. He sort of got bumped around by Craig on Impey there to the outside of him, and Terbium as well was sort of mucked around, but I thought he was pretty good. I loved him through the line. Get him to 1,400 metres, get him to a turning track and getting to roll forward and in front. Love probably, no knock on Thomas Stockdale, but maybe you get a senior jockey on as well, really stand over the horse. And I want to be with Laverod heavily. I think he can win at 1,400 next start. I agree with you there. Anything else to take?
Oh, maybe just the betting drift on Laverod suggested he did need the run off 70 days.
Good point as well. Heavily though with Zacat, weren't they? It was through a 4.20 into 3.90 into $3.20. They miss there. We'll be back after the break. Trash and Treasure. With the Money Man, Trash and Treasure, what is going on the bin?
Well, I stuck my neck out during the week and put Tagaloa in the bin. Didn't think he'd win another race, but he did. I felt sick at the 300 because I was on Acer and he was looming up on ominously. And as I said, he ran out of puff. But Tagaloa, he proved that maybe he's a decent horse and he's a horse to beat in this race.
Well, I will just say, though, just for the punters there, that I've worked with you a long time on the trading floor. That's not the first time you've got something wrong, and it won't be the last time. But the important thing is you're out there having a statement and you're actually having an opinion. Otherwise, that's why you are successful on the punt, because without having an opinion, you're not going to work out. I've put Coulth in there. I thought he was really disappointing. The market really suggested he was going to be able to win. Yes, he might be able to get further, but for me, I can't be backing him off that run. Too plain for me. Coulth, what else you got?
Hayes Dabney. They're almost in there as often as Jamie Carr's in the Treasure. I just think their horses aren't finishing off their races, and I did back a couple of their horses on Saturday, Acer and Independent Road, and I thought they were disappointing in the last bit of their races. They're not a betting proposition for me at the moment.
Okay, 14 from their last 178 going at 8%. Market expectation 15.5%. I reckon it might turn around for them this week. You've declared them gone, so they're a chance. Jamie Carr, she just stays in there. We don't even need to discuss her. We talked to her at the start. September run, I think she wins the new market off that run in the Lightning Stakes. What have you got?
Horses with fitness advantage. Yep. A few examples here. Tagaloa and Acer, they cleared out from the rest of them in the CSA. Zoo Dancer had the fitness edge on Personal in her race. And Regards Marie against Buffalo River, it had the fitness advantage, and Buffalo River was just getting tired at the end. It's a horse to follow.
Very good, Benny. We'll be back next week to dissect the Blue Diamond. But on Friday night, you can watch Three Wide No Cover. We'll go through the Newmarket and who's going to win it. See you then.